This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Independent film was arguably in its prime back in the early 1990s. Spike Lee and Steven Soderbergh were hot. Quentin Tarantino and Kevin Smith were the new kids in town. And then in 1995, out of nowhere, by way of Valley Stream, Long Island, comes a guy named Ed Burns and his first movie. It was called The Brothers McMullen. Not only does Burns finagle an invitation to the Sundance Film Festival, he winds up winning the thing. Here we are now, 20 years later. Burns is a writer, producer, director, and actor. He is now also an author. His book about his not always completely smooth career is called Independent Ed. Ed, thanks so much for coming in.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's cut right to the chase. You spend nights, weekends, $25,000 making The Brothers McMullen. You don't get anywhere. And then, true story, you run into Robert Redford.
Yeah, I'd sent the film to every distribution company, film festival, producer, agent, and got nowhere. And that went on for about a year. I was working at Entertainment Tonight. Redford was doing a junket for the film Quiz Show. And knowing that I was going to see him that afternoon during the interview, I brought my copy of McMullen on VHS and sat through his interview. And while he spoke, I went through my 30-second spiel about 100 times. And the minute the interview ended, he went to the elevator. I cut around the other door, met him there, gave him the spiel, handed him the VHS, and said, basically, I'm an indie filmmaker. I made this movie. I just need a little help. Would you please look at it or have someone in your office look at it? He took it and said, sure, we'll be in touch. And that was it. 6 months later or so, we get the phone call from the festival itself saying that the film has been accepted into competition. And then a few months after that, when I finally get up to Park City and the film screens, I meet Redford afterwards, and that's when he comes up to me and says, hey, you know, it took a lot of balls doing what you did, but, you know, when you're desperate, those are the things you have to do.
Well, you know, it's interesting you use that word because and I mean, I guess you know this because you wrote the book and you lived the life, but there is a sense of desperation through this entire book.
Yeah, and, you know, I've written and directed 11 movies, six of which no one has ever heard of for the most part, unless you're like a real diehard fan. And those movies, not only did they get bad reviews and bomb at the box office, but some were even met with just complete apathy, which is worse. Yeah. So it was tough to sort of muster it up yet again to say, you know what? I know that I have something to say.
Well, and you come full circle film-wise in this book, right? You start with McMullen. You do some bigger budget pictures. And then you basically go back to your roots to try to rediscover what it is that you did.
I could not get a meeting in Hollywood. I could not get anyone to read my scripts. I couldn't get any talent attached to a couple of screenplays that I had written and I was trying to put together. And after sitting down with my producer, Aaron Lubin, we were kind of at a crossroads of, all right, well, what do we do now? And we started to talk about Brothers McMullen. And what we decided to do, you know, we were at a bar, and at the bar we started to write down, all right, here are the things, the sort of the McMullen guidelines. So, you know, $25,000. I said, all right, I can self-finance that. We'll start there. But then we thought, you know, we'll shoot it in 12 days like McMullen, only use unknown actors. They're all going to do their own hair and makeup. They've got to wear their own clothes. We're not going to pay for a single location, which means we've got to call in favors or just use city streets. And we're going to go back and use a three-man crew. And those were the guidelines we set up for Nice Guy Johnny as an experiment. Let's just see if we can do that again. And at $25,000, you know what? It's guaranteed to make its money back. And that's what we did. And the movie made a hell of a lot more money than $25,000.
Talk to me for a second about the idea of independent films, right? Because I think it's one of those amorphous terms out there. And I'd be curious as to what your operating definition of independent movie making is.
You know, for me, I've always said an independent film is a film that was independent of outside influence. And even though Woody Allen is never discussed or mentioned as an indie filmmaker, Woody is probably, you know, our greatest independent filmmaker in that no one ever looks at his scripts. He always has final cut. He casts whoever he wants. If there was a singular voice and that person was able to make the movie without any interference – for me, that's what independent film is.
You're working now in television.
Yeah.
How did that come to pass? Because it seems in the book as if it was something you almost didn't want to do.
You know, like everyone else, I in the last, whatever it's been, 10, 12 years, I've been such a fan of the great programming that's been available to us on cable. So, of course, as an indie filmmaker, I couldn't help but be sort of jealous of, you know, the creative freedom they had, but also the budgets that they were able to work with and the fact that they were able to reach such a large audience. For indie filmmakers today, that is the toughest part. How do we find an audience, especially when no one's going to the theater? Long story short, we just finished shooting 10 episodes, which I wrote and directed all 10, and it really – it was the dream project. The folks at TNT left us alone to make the show we wanted to make. You know, we were able to take sort of the indie film aesthetic and bring it over to basic cable.
When's it going on the air?
June, and it's called Public Morals.
Yeah, that's the most important part, man. I can't believe you forgot that part. The book by Edward Burns is called Independent Ed. It's about making movies and making a little television, too. Ed, thanks very much.
Hey, thank you, man.
We've got a couple of clips from the brothers McMullen and Nice Guy Johnny on our website. It is, of course, marketplace.org.